It would be easy to say, I'm speechless, and that would obviously be true, but ALS aside, I could not be more delighted and honored to receive this unbelievable recognition. It has afforded a time for reflection, which I feel has been a series of gifts. I have never coveted awards or recognitions, but this one is different. Different because of its highly respected past recipients who have contributed greatly to our community and who I have admired forever. From Reverend Hildebrandt, who baptized me as an infant, to Dr. Mary Loken, who has mentored me since I first stepped into district leadership, Shelby Harbison, Ethel Gingold, and the list goes on. They inspired me to do my best for our Springfield community. I personally know almost everyone on the list and have been greatly impacted by them. Each has inspired me to find ways to contribute to our community, whether it be painting fences for Westminster's Steadfast Neighborhood or the honor of serving on Memorial Health Board for 2 decades, working with the wonderful women of Wouldn't It Be Lovely, along with so many other meaningful boards and volunteer opportunities. I could not be more honored to join this outstanding collective. It's a gift. Having the opportunity to serve in public education was also a gift, not only because I was able to serve our students, their families, and district educators, but because it gave me the opportunity to know the spectrum of our community in its entirety. It was exactly what I dreamed of as a child playing school in my basement on Ruth Court. Then to be able to lead the district I grew up in as superintendent was truly a dream of a lifetime and continues to offer me untold opportunities. Truly a gift. Many years ago, a colleague shared that I reflected the adage, bloom where you are planted. I really embrace that concept because I love sharing that I was born and raised in Springfield, and Steve and I have made a conscious effort to stay here. It's where we met, married, found our forever friends, and enjoyed meaningful careers. What more could you ask? It has offered so many opportunities, with one of the very best parts being getting to know all of you. Each of you is a gift. I couldn't have done any of this without the enduring support of my husband, Steve, who has always been encouraging, my biggest supporter, who reflects true love and has eaten a lot of takeout dinners. So many thanks to our families who have traveled to be here tonight. It was our mom, the Girl Scout leader, and our dad at the Dizzy Dean Little League Diamond who modeled volunteerism for us. My family has always been here for me, and I appreciate them so much. Special thanks to the friends who have come to support me tonight. How lucky am I to have all these wonderful people in my life? Special thanks to Jennifer Gill, Bert Hendy, and Kathy Crum for their efforts to develop my application and organizing all my friends here tonight. Kudos to the First Citizen Board and to the Selection Committee for making your vision become a reality, revitalizing this event, and always throwing a great party. As I travel my current journey, what I have come to know is the kindness shown by each of you and this community that has been the greatest gift and reflects what Springfield is all about. Whether it's those of you that consistently reach out with offers of support or the stranger that opens the door or asks if I need assistance, Springfield is truly a community of caring and kindness. And we can all be proud that it is a great place to live, not just because of those previous recipients, but because of each of you. For me to have played some role in that is my good fortune. I am so grateful to have you all in my life, for the opportunities you have afforded to me, and the support you have given me. I will be forever grateful. What a gift. Thank you all so very much.